11 past 7 here at Zig 96. Time to catch up with Rose Smith, our resident psychic from Absolute Soul Secrets. Such a haunting song. Morning, Rose.
Morning, Rose.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
How are you feeling this morning? Because we know there's a full moon happening. The world also seems a bit topsy-turvy. What's it like?
Yes,
from your own, Rose?
The full moon in Libra, it's in my sign, in my zodiac sign.
Does that mean it affects you more than a normal full moon? Does it give you, is it like extra pinging in your senses?
Yeah, yeah. I've actually felt it for a few days. I mean, even before it was full. So, yeah, Librans probably, you know, going through a bit of a rough patch at the moment. But not only Librans, Gemini, Capricorn, you know, a few other signs. The long and short, nobody gets off scot-free. It affects everybody to some extent.
Well, you were saying last month too that the world's about to be plunged into something COVID-like, and with what's happening with the Middle East blow up with Trump and the fuel situation that will, you know, reverberate through our society, Rose. Again, you were spot on. Thank you for your insights again, because we all got prepared, didn't we? We all prepared, Jay, didn't we?
Well, could we really be prepared, Rose? Because I don't think anybody saw this coming to the extent that it is. Do you have any idea in your estimations how long it might last?
Yeah, we're looking at least months. And somebody else asked me that yesterday as well. So Trump keeps changing his mind as to the time, you know, no more wars, then no more forever wars. And then
he's still busy building a ballroom in the White House.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his priority at the moment. I mean, you've got to be, you know what? As the old Roman emperor said, well, let them eat cake, as Napoleon once said. So Trump's saying, let's have balls and let's dance around the White House while the world crumbles around him.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Yeah, so I would think at least months, but, it's actually going to go on much longer one way or another because, there are sleeper terrorists in the US.
Yep.
And they'll be coming out, and they can go on for years. Basically. So let's all be positive and hope that nothing like that happens in Australia.
Is Trump going to stick around?
No.
No.
Well, so you got the primaries coming up in November. His own party already starting to turn against him. Protests in the street. His so-called supporters are now turning. I think this is the start of his demise, Rose.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's been coming for a long time, you know. But, yeah, I certainly don't see him making it to the next election.
Yeah. So are you saying batten down the hatches at least through to the end of the year here in Australia?
Yeah, I think everybody needs to be cautious, you know, and risk averse. It's not the time to take unnecessary risks. And people need to be, you know, thinking very carefully about things like, you know, taking a mortgage, switching a job, even going overseas, you know, I wouldn't be doing that either.
Oh, thanks.
I'd love to go. I keep thinking about it.
I want to go and see my daughter. She's in the UK, managed to get over there, which was fantastic. But you said to me that she'd be coming back sooner rather than later because of being homesick. But, I mean, she's over there safe right now, so I can only hope it just stays that way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think the UK, it's difficult there with costs.
Yep.
And also, you know, the weather's not
good. Yeah, it's not good for a Queenslander.
How do you go to Queensland there?
Yes.
Well, that's what I said to her. She was taking three trunks and most of them were full of coats and overcoats and long johns and what have you. Yeah, so she'll probably run out of money first before she comes back. So, yeah.
Rose, when's the good news? Give us something to look forward to. What can you see that will spread some sunshine or take some of the pressure off people?
Yeah, good question. I would say that the good news is we're in Australia and it won't be as bad here as, you know, what it will be everywhere else. I'll rephrase that. Won't be as bad here as what it will be in some other places.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we have to be cautious and collected and mindful of what we're doing and not take unnecessary risks. but we're friggin' lucky.
We are. Yeah. And as you've always said to us, 2032, the time of the Brisbane Olympics, will be a golden age for Queensland. That's probably the best time to be here. I'm hanging out for that. And it's a few years away yet, but there's something to look forward to, Rose.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the next few years is going to be bumpy, really bumpy. And, we just have to be, you know, starting to be a little bit more resourceful. You know, it is the time. You look how lucky we are here in Queensland. We can grow food. You know, we're not going to have food insecurity like other countries are going to have.
Mm.
You know, everything grows here. So, I mean, apart from stone fruit, unfortunately.
Why is that an issue? Do you like stone
Rose
fruit?
Rose obviously loves it. Yeah.
Well, cherries. I like cherries.
I like cherries too.
I've got a contact in Young in New South Wales. If you want, I can hook you up. He's got a farm.
Yeah, get a box of cherries.
He's got a cherry orchard. Can I ask, look, I've got a listener question from Richard. He wants to know about the Artemis moon mission that's about to take off from Florida today. It's going around the dark side of the moon. What do you feel for that? Are you seeing that being a success or not?
I'll get a door opening on that. I think they're going to find out something new. It's going to, you know, increase scientific knowledge.
Well, apart from that, Rose, we know on the dark side of the moon there are evidences of past civilizations which we haven't been privy to. And I think this is what's going to be open with the photographic evidence, Rose. Do you feel this?
Well, I haven't been there recently. So.
What, to the moon?
Yeah.
Don't you astral travel?
I do, but I haven't been there recently.
Oh, I'd love you to do an astral travel up to the dark side of the moon and check out the buildings and the ruins that are there, because apparently that's where they are.
No.
No. Rose, have you got any dead people around you at the moment?
Have I got any dead people around me at the moment? Look, I'm sure there are. I would have to get into a different zone. There's an old lady here, though, as I say that. Sometimes when I go to those places, it's harder to talk. So it's not really conducive for me
to do radio.
Talk,
yes.
The old lady's batting me over the head metaphorically through the phone going, get your stuff together, Bilko. Look, Rose, have a great Easter. We know things are going to be like they are, but if people want to get in touch, Absolute Soul Secrets is the way to do it. You've got a whole bevy of psychics who can help people out, hey?
Appreciate it, Rose. Yeah. Have a wonderful Easter.
All right. Thank you, and
you
too.